212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
Now, we all know today is April Fool's Day, but it's not just that. It's also April Pool's Day. Pool Works and Australian Red Cross have joined together to create April Pool's Day. And to tell us a little bit more and what this all means, we have former Australian Rugby Union representative and Olympic world champion swim coach Laurie Lawrence joining us on the phone right now. Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, Laurie, why are people still dying in our pools every year? But it's a bit ridiculous, isn't it? We live in Australia.
I know, but this is one way of helping prevent it, because if you perform CPR at the point of immersion, then whoever it is 50% more likely to survive.
Wow, that's
so
crazy.
That's why it's so important to learn CPR and be knowledgeable about it.
Who is it that should be learning CPR? Is it only people who are in
pools? Everyone. I say, in actual fact, I reckon it should be compulsory.
Yeah, absolutely.
For every high school student as they finish school, because then they take it out into the workforce, into the universities,
absolutely,
into the homes all over Australia.
And of course, you've got little ones who sometimes run around pools. What can parents do to try and equip themselves with the skills to make sure that if a little one does get too close to something, they can save a life?
Well, this is a perfect example. This a combination of Pool Works and Australian Red Cross partnering with the Kids Alive program. We've got a free online course.
Yeah, right.
All you do is go to aprilpoolsday.com.au, and it's on for the month of April, and Red Cross is supplying this free course. And young people, they eat this up. They eat this online learning up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's about a three-hour course.
Okay.
But you get through it and you know everything you need to know about CPR, and you'll be able to perform it to perfection.
Wonderful. And are we talking CPR just for adults, or are we talking for every age group?
We're talking CPR for everyone, but primarily we're looking at those little kids in backyard pools who
absolutely
are defenceless, and it happens. We've taken drownings from 63 down to 18, thanks to the support of the federal government with it.
Yeah.
2.5 million water safety DVDs going to the parents of every newborn, the books and animated cartoons into the early learning centres, Pool Works, the radio stations, D&D technology. All these people, Australian Red Cross, have contributed to drowning stats going from 63 in the year 2000 down to 18 last year. Huge drop.
Absolutely. But
18 is a busload of kids. We want to be the first nation in the world with zero preschool drownings, and that's better than a man on the moon, I'll tell you now.
And I've just read that apparently only 13% of parents currently have some sort of CPR training to protect their kids. That seems
that's
a
right.
bit like completely outrageous. 13% is not a lot of parents.
No, and not a lot of parents have knowledge, and particularly if you've got a home pool, you need. I know there's a rule that says put your CPR chart on the fence, but if an emergency occurs, you need to know it without having to go on. What is step one? What is step two? What is step three?
Yeah.
Well, mate, I got a cold shiver when I started to talk about that happening to a little child, because I've got a woman at my swim school who the grandmother's got about 12 grandkids. They're all in the pool playing.
Yeah.
Time to get out. They all get out. And when they get inside, they say, "Where's Zach?" The little fearless fella.
Oh, no.
First place that runs the pool.
Yeah.
He's purple, lying on his back, floating in the pool purple.
Far out.
There's pandemonium, the mother screams. But she's trained since she was 15 as a lifesaver.
Yeah.
The kids are all in the nippers. And she's had to keep a CPR course up to date.
Yeah.
And she starts immediately until the paramedics arrive. Sirens to the hospital. A three-day wait before they say no brain damage.
Far out.
He's fine.
And that's the last parent thing a parent wants, like absolute last thing.
That is the last thing. You're right.
Like, Laurie, I'm about to become a parent in a few months myself, and about that, it's one of those things I think it's going to spur me on to definitely do this course, because it's free. You don't have to do anything but have a computer. And B, like you said, it saves lives.
Yeah, well, I tell you, you're going to be one of the lucky recipients, because what I've done is, with the federal government, I've now got a new water safety book.
Oh, wonderful.
Just a little rhyming book that you can read to your baby.
Yeah.
At home while you're feeding them, whether you're breastfeed or whether you're bottle feeding, doesn't matter. You can sit them there with you and comfortably. It's like a Dr. Seuss type of rhyming book.
Oh, fantastic.
But it's all about water safety. So we're replacing the old DVD with that. And you're going to be lucky. You'll get one.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, awesome. I can't wait to receive that, but I also want to make sure I receive this training for free. AprilFoolsDay.com.au. Laurie Lawrence, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
Back again tonight on Win is, of course, Dancing with the Stars. We're down to six contestants left. And unfortunately, last week we saw Michelle Bridges unfortunately leave the show. She was phenomenal. She is obviously pretty fit in the first place, but just wasn't her time. To tell us a little bit more and to give us some inside gossip, we have Tristan McManus, one of the judges, on the phone with us this morning. Morning, Tristan.
How are you, Claire? How's things?
Yeah, good. Now, Tristan, Dancing with the Stars, it is a phenomenal show, but is it hard being a judge with all these people who may not have danced before?
I mean, yeah. It is and it isn't. I mean, ultimately as the judges, we are, in our normal day-to-day life, dance teachers.
Yeah.
So we're used to dealing with people who haven't learned how to dance. And it's something that we really enjoy, and it's something that we try and pass on. So it's difficult to critique people on a live TV show in front of all these viewers. You know, you do feel a little bit harsh.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, ultimately, it's a competition, so that's what we have to focus on.
So what kind of stuff are you looking for, knowing that they aren't professional dancers? Are there certain things that you could critique them on or take points away for?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, again, it's an entertainment show, so they have to be entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, there's definite things that we will be looking for in terms of technique, but, I mean, we also have to understand that a lot of people are different standards, so you may be looking for different things from different people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like someone like Curtly, who is 19 foot tall, you know, there's certain things that I'd be looking from him that I'd be looking for differently if Grant Denyer was doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we were talking just before off air about this. Obviously, it's not just up to you guys to decide on the vote. It's also up to the people up until this point. How hard is that for you when you've gone, you know what, this person really just didn't kill it tonight, and then they still get through?
Yeah, I mean, look, you're always going to come up against that on the show. It's not really for us to say if it's right or wrong, that we've lost some strong dancers recently.
Yeah.
But all we can do is give our opinion on who we think was better or not, and I think we've given that. But I also think it's very important to listen to the viewers who are watching the show, and if they want to see someone stay longer, well, then ultimately it's up to them to do that.
Good point.
You know, the difference with this week until the end of the competition is it comes straight back into the judges' hands, where we're actually, from tonight on, we're going to decide who does stay and go.
This is going to be interesting then.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I think it's very important as well for us to take every show as it comes and not kind of rely on what we've seen from before.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that we look at it one night at a time and kind of go, well, who was better tonight and who was worse tonight?
Absolutely. Now, I believe there are six contestants left. Am I right?
Yeah, six. Yeah, we're getting close to the end now.
Oh, absolutely. Do you have someone picked, not picked to win, but someone that you're thinking definitely is in the front running position at the moment?
Well, look, you can't deny the fact that Courtney has been there pretty much from the beginning, you know. The good thing with this show is that you have a different dance every week and you have new episodes every week. So we've seen, maybe this isn't a good reference, but we've seen Olympia come from nowhere to be really good. We've seen Michelle come from nowhere. There's still lots of opportunities for people to make their mark. And there's lots of time for them to make sure that they're pushing and then them being pushed before the end.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I can't wait to see how everything goes from tonight onwards, because it's going to be interesting without having our own says, and it's all up to you. Hopefully no backlash.
Always backlash. It's a thankless job.
Absolutely. Tristan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. All the best.
Thank you. Dancing with the Stars, it continues on tonight on the Win Network. Make sure you check it out. Only six more contestants. It's getting down and dirty in the dance world at the moment. You'll have to check it out tonight on Win.
the most popular entertainment show.
Gotta get.
Dean McCarthy, live from LA with Claire and Sam.
Check this. Go!
Dean McCarthy joins us right now. Good morning, sexy man. How you doing?
Hello, Claire and Sam. Good morning, everyone.
Now, question for you to start off with. Juicy Smollett, is that right? Am I saying it right finally or not?
Smollett. I think it's Smollett or Smollett.
Okay. Smollett. Okay, what is going on with him?
He's making big headlines today. So here's the deal. As you know, of course, in the criminal case, he had all 16 counts against him dropped. So he's a free man walking around the streets, all good. However, he's now being sued $130,000 by the Chicago City. Yeah, I know, a lot of money, right? In a civil case to pay for all of the costs incurred to investigate his claims that he was beaten up at 2 a.m. that night outside of Subway pretty recently. So one of the biggest stories in the world, you know, in Hollywood this year, of course. And the Chicago City Police and Council want $130,000 back for all the money they spent, so all the overtime, all the extra resources to actually investigate.
Jeez, okay. Do you reckon they'll get it?
They'll settle. They'll figure something out. Yeah. They'll try and settle. They won't be like a big trial. Yeah.
Speaking of authority and police, what is going on with this stalker rampage that they're on?
Okay, this is what they've done. So they've found over the weekend they've gone on a stalker rampage to try and kind of curb the amount of crazies hitting up our favourite celebrities in Hollywood. So Kendall Jenner's stalker was busted in New Mexico. This is the guy that jumped the fence of her home in Calabasas. He also broke into her home in Hollywood Hills. So he's like really, really into her. And then Natalie Portman's stalker was caught as well. And unusually, police are a bit more tight-lipped about this kind of thing. However, they're trying to make an example of these guys and let everyone know, if you're going to be a crazy stalker, you will get busted.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see that they're finally at least catching these guys, because I can only imagine being the celebrity that's being impacted by this. It wouldn't be easy.
No. Terrifying.
And,
creepy.
Dino, before we let you go, one last thing. Katy Perry. Now, I didn't actually realise this. She's engaged, is she?
She's engaged to Orlando Bloom, and the diamond is so ridiculous. The huge oval pink diamond surrounded by 8 white diamonds, and it's worth about $5 million. It looks like a flower, and it is very, very spectacular. Like, don't look it up online. It's just been revealed. Yeah, $5 million.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I can only imagine what class and grade and whatever else you say when it comes to diamonds they must be.
Exactly.
Well, Dino, thank you very much for joining us again today, and we will catch you. Are you with us tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, we're on tomorrow.
Awesome. Okay, chat to you then. Thanks, Dino.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Right now, as we do every Monday, we are checking in with Sammy, our promo girl. Now, Sammy, how you doing today?
Yeah, really good.
That's good. Now, 8 weeks ago, Sam and I set you up on a bit of a challenge, didn't we?
Yeah, and he's not even here for the end of it.
I know, right? So 8 weeks ago, we gave Matt from Live Fit a call up and said, hey, can we add Sammy into the movement? We think she needs this extra kick for her New Year's resolution. We have Matt in studio with us as well this morning. Morning, Matt.
Yeah, top of the morning.
Now, you said at the time, absolutely, let's add her in. Let's see how she goes. The 8 weeks is done.
The 8 weeks is done, and Sammy's still going, so it's fantastic.
How do you think she's gone so far?
Sammy actually smashed the program.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was a model student, I could say, an A plus student.
Oh, and, look at you go, Sammy.
I like to overachieve.
We had Sammy, one of the last things she came to was a CrossFit class that we had, and, you know, she walked away fairly sore from that, but she survived it, which was fantastic.
Wonderful. Now, Sammy, you have been saying throughout this challenge, though, that you wanted to lose a certain amount of weight, you wanted to lose a certain amount of this and that. How have you actually done after the end of the 8 weeks? What was your original goal?
So I wanted to do better than when I did the Biggest Winner a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually got the results. I was just showing Matt those from compared to this time around. I smashed that out of the park. So happy with that. I didn't lose 8 kilos in 8 weeks.
That was your goal, wasn't it?
That was my goal, but I've gone really well in the centimetre loss.
Ooh.
So it's kind of... I think I've just gained a bit of muscle.
Yes, it was a bit of a trade-off, I guess you could say. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, Matt, when it comes to centimetres versus kilos, what are the key differences?
Well, I suppose just with the centimetres, you can see body shape changing.
Yeah.
One of the fantastic things about the movement, and Sammy, that you'll see in some photos that come online later, is just the change in the people's body shape. So from the very first week to the final week, you nearly can't notice some people, and
oh,
Sammy's
wow.
a, a prime prime person for that. You'll see them a bit later. So that's just a massive difference. And then with the weight loss, that's just a bonus that you get with the, with the program, you know. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so Sammy, how many centimetres do we lose?
70 centimetres.
70 centimetres. Is that all around total?
All around. So 18 centimetres of that was off my waist, which I'm super stoked about.
That is awesome. Congratulations. That's fantastic. And I thought waist was the hardest to lose. Is that right, Matt?
Yeah, it's a bit funny like that. If you... Depends who you're talking to. To guys, it comes off their butt first,
really?
And their chins, and girls,
and
it comes and the girls, it comes off their chest, and then the waist. So, unfortunately, the guys don't lose their beer bellies until a little bit later. Unfortunately, it comes off their butt.
Yeah, right. Well, Sammy's done pretty well then.
She has, absolutely
fantastic. Now, Matt, how did the movement go this year?
Yeah, as far as the movement goes, it was a huge success. We had over 200 people enter it this year, which we were so stoked about. And in total, so we did the totals up the other day, 700 kilos in total.
Wow.
So nearly three quarters of a ton, and an average of nearly of 3.8 kilos per person. So
that's,
you know,
crazy.
Massive changes. And then we also have a barrier test, which I might let Semi have a chat to you about that. She actually smashed the barrier test out of the park. So if you want to take that?
Okay.
Yeah. So as mentioned in previous weeks, we do the barrier test at the start.
So
and
every week on a weekend, generally, you do something a little bit different, right?
Yeah, so there was weekend challenges. Most weekends, Matt was nice and let us have a couple of.
and this was one of them.
Yeah, so this is the first one you do. You do a barrier test and a strength test at the start, and then you do the exact same thing at the end to compare your results.
Yep.
So the barrier test is, on average, about three laps around Kalina. Varies depending on your fitness level.
Of course.
It's timed, and I got 4.8 minutes better than my original time.
Is that good, Matt?
Yeah, so let me give you an example of 4.8 minutes would be, let's say you have a straight line and you go down that straight line for 4.8 minutes. You're looking at nearly a kilometre.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's gone a kilometre quicker in the same amount of time. So
look at you, you know, Sammy.
Look at that. Look back and see how far you've come, literally.
Yeah.
And, you know, great results come of it. And then, you know, you get a lot more clarity, you're more positive, and a lot more work at work, I suppose, as well. So,
yeah.
And I'm sure you guys have seen that around here.
Well, I don't know. No, you definitely have. Definitely
lifting
have.
Lifting the marquees and everything a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly. You did something up the other day and I was like, I don't know how you did that because that, like, I just can't do it. I don't have the strength.
That's functional training right there.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we do have to wrap this up, but quickly, you had your Live Fit Gala night as well, which is kind of your wrap-up night, isn't it, that happened over the weekend?
It is, it is. So we had MIA Party put up a clear marquee for us down there, and it's a fantastic way to finish our program.
Yeah.
And we have our awards there that night. So our two winners were Jamie Domini in the female category and Darren Turner in the male category. Between the two of them, they lost over 50 kilograms in 8 weeks. So, you know, they're massive numbers that we're looking at there. Yeah, absolutely.
50 kilos.
Yeah,
that's like a whole person.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well,
yeah, yeah.
Congrats to those two. That's like, round of applause to them. I don't think I could lose any. Well, if I lost that much, I'd probably lose me.
There'd
but
be nothing left.
It's
absolutely
still ridiculous. That's a lot of weight. Well, congratulations on once again another successful movement.
Absolutely.
And when are you doing the next one again?
Yeah,
same
so
time
we'll
next
kick
year?
The next one off. We've got another program later in the year called Momentum. That'll be about the 20th of May. And then the movement will be on again at the start of next year. But I just want to thank the radio, you guys down here for supporting us, all our sponsors. And to all my staff as well, like, things like this wouldn't happen in our community without awesome workers that we have along board with us. So thank you to all those guys and everyone joining in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, Matt, thank you very much for coming in and joining us. Yeah. Congrats again, Sammy, on your fantastic losses.
Thanks.
And maybe next year I'll do the movement. Maybe. I'm
we'll
not promising
together.
Anything. Yes. Next year. Sounds good.
Absolutely.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.